First off, today we get an update on the grains and oilseeds markets, but something a little different today. I caught up with Errol Anderson of ProMarket Communications at FarmTech in Edmonton. What's happening on the positive side of things?
There's some crops that we think have good potential, and one of them is the pea market. The yellow pea market has come from a low of about $5.50 per bushel at harvest time. We've made a move up to the $6.50 level, and now those deferred bids are now as high as $7.50 for June delivery, so we've made quite a recovery. And the wild card in this is at some point we believe that India may make a move and reduce their tariffs and pulses. Now, this may not happen until after their election in May, but at some point, the supply-demand, if they start to get tight in their industry, they will certainly come back, in my view, into the Canadian pea market, which is great news for the yellows going into new crop. The green pea market has moved up to about as high as $11 per bushel. Again, if we have that added demand coming into the market, we may get some further gains in greens as well.
And some positive news when it comes to hard red spring?
You know, the U.S. market has been actually in decline, but China has been an active buyer of Canadian hard red spring. I believe the exports have been up about 18%. The undertow of our bids is steady to higher. Those number one bids are as high as about $7.50 per bushel. Again, a possibility we might move up about another 25 cents per bushel, but I don't really see a lot of downside heading into spring.
You mentioned spring. You think we might see some shifts in acres?
Yeah, we will. Certainly with the trade war between the U.S. and China, we'll see a reduction of soybean acres, but we'll see a sharp increase in corn. We expect that the corn acres may be up about 2 to 2.5 million acres, up to about 92 million acres this year. But again, the soybean acres may be down as many as 3 million acres, so certainly a big shift in the U.S.
What about canola basis levels? Some good news there?
Well, going into the spring market, growers have been pretty stubborn sellers. They want their $11 per bushel. There's going to be premium markets. They will be spot markets. But if the futures don't cooperate, that means that the basis levels might have to be adjusted. So again, I think there's a solid tone to the cash market on canola driven by basis levels. The futures market, though, a little bit uncertain just because the soybean conditions right now.
Now, when it comes to U.S. tariffs, some opportunities there?
Well, you know, when we have a situation where our neighbor is having difficulty trading, that will open up some doors for us ahead. So, again, we have our freight issues with train, rail, car unloads, and those issues that would take time to iron out. But overall, that does put the focus back onto Canada and should support our exports.
Errol Anderson can be reached at 403-275-5555.